Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers, and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A-women?
Oh. A-women!
A-women.
Yes, indeed. Natives and immigrants, black, brown, yellow, red, white, and blue. Americans, if you're tuned in live, get your wiener between some buns, honey. Consensually, of course. Happy 4th of July! Woohoo! And we are all decked out in red, white, and blue. Stars and stripes. And I have a bit of a sparkler fetish. So bear with me while I make things sparkle. Ooh, yes. Orgasms for the eyes. Eyegasms on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, so sexy, so hot. It's my 15th bedside chat of the coronapocalypse. Mm-hmm. Inspired by FDR's fireside chats. I'm not quite by the fire, but I am making some fire with my fireworks here. But I'm a patriot, not a hatriot, who waves the flag of hate and bigotry like the tiny-fingered Trumpus with the big rumpus. Let's give him a spanking, this tiny-fingered Trumpus with big rumpus and the little mushroom pee-pee. Woo! Yes, that we know Stormy Daniels told us all about. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. We wave the flag like bonobos. Yeah. The flag of pansexual love and peace through pleasure. Yay! Happy birthday, USA! Woohoo! We're 243 years young. Very young. Though Native Americans have been here for thousands of years and Euro-Americans looted their land and almost wiped them out on a trail of tears. And now lock up their descendants in concentration camps, now infected with COVID. Trump camps. Trump. What a dump of a presidents whose polls are plummeting. Thank goddess, because everything that comes out of his unmasked potty mouth is pure horse pucky. He calls Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate, bemoaning the toppling of Confederate statues, saying, if you don't understand your history, you will go back to it again. You know, that's like an evil perversion of the old saying, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. But, brothers and sisters, you don't learn history from strolling by an out-of-context statue of some asshole on a horse on your way to work. Black people need Confederate statues in parks, or else they'll be enslaved again, is basically what the Trumpus is saying. We keep him masked in here. He doesn't wear a mask anywhere else but in Bonoboville. It's kind of like a Jewish American person. Do I need a statue of Hitler in my local park, or else I'll soon be getting gassed in the local gas chamber? I mean, that's kind of what the Trumpus is saying here. Our parks and our streets, I mean, they're basically what we have left of what used to be called the commons. And these are places of community, places of honor. And listen, if you're really so concerned about history, then you can put your kitschy, tacky statues in a museum. A museum of American imperialism. There you go. Genocide and slavery. Yeah. It'd be an interesting museum. I bet a lot of people would go to that. Check it out. And then you could have plaques by the statues that explain that these people were selfish, racist, looters, and murderers, in addition to their finer qualities. I mean, we are all complex humans, and we all do have some good qualities. You know, some of them might have been good fathers. Some of them might have written well. Thomas Jefferson, looking at you, babe. I admire a good writer, but he did keep slaves. And, you know, one of them he kind of kept as a concubine. Yeah, maybe we should have a statue of Sally Hemings somewhere. But to honor slave owners and most especially the Confederate soldiers with statues? I don't know. I mean, why not honor Attila the Hun? I mean, he's a part of history, right? Why don't we have statues of him all around? You know, personally, I don't really care about a bunch of badly sculpted statues. I mean, these are not made by Michelangelo, let's put it that way. but think about it. You got to read between the lines, because Trump is always signaling, you know, the Q signal, right? And in this case, the signal is Black people need to learn their history or things will go back to the way they were. It sounds like he needs some slaves on the Mar-a-Lago plantation. Huh. And moving right along, not content with vilifying Black Lives Matter, the tiny-handed Trumpus took the opportunity of the 4th of July to go after Native Americans. He pepper-sprayed over 100 mostly Native protesters with some sympathizers so he could hold a big Mount Rushmore coronavirus festival. Woohoo! And rail against the Cultural Revolution, the left wing cultural revolution, of course. And, of course, he had to do it in front of a backdrop of fireworks. Don't get me wrong, I love fireworks. I almost would say I have a fetish for fireworks. Yeah, I do. They are the orgasms for the eyes. And there's a little danger. I'm a bit of a pyro. Whoa. But Mount Rushmore is looted land. Yes. And it's also very combustible. And Mount Rushmore, the four U.S. presidents, Washington, Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Lincoln, were actually carved by a Ku Klux Klanner by order of U.S. President Calvin Coolidge into a sacred Lakota Sioux mountain range called the Six Grandfathers. Yeah, we can show that, the Six Grandfathers. This is, if you're looking at the film, what the mountain range in the Black Hills used to look like before they carved the four white guys into it. So the Six Grandfathers were actually named for the earth, the sky, and the four different directions. And no, we're not talking about Kanye's kids. We'll get to Kanye later. But this was, a very special place, very sacred place. And basically the U.S. made a treaty with the Lakota, the Treaty of 1868. And basically they broke that treaty once they discovered there's gold in them thar hills. So much for your treaty. In fact, they made another treaty and they broke that one. And so being as there was gold, it is a fitting setting in a way for President's golden showers. Yeah, there he is. Want to show President's golden showers behind his forefathers who had their faults, but I don't know. They all had fine qualities, and I don't know if, I mean, Trump has a red tie, you know. So, and his speech, at Mount Rushmore, as well as today, was just a bunch of divisive drivel, really, composed by self-hating Jew turned Nazi with a COVID-positive wife, Stephen Miller. And speaking of Nazi Trumpist girlfriends with COVID, Kimberly Guilfoyle, there she is. She has tested positive, and she is Donnie Trump Jr.'s girlfriend. And, I don't wish COVID on anybody, but is it wrong for me to hope that she gave Daddy Trump a big hug the other day? Anyway, he would say she wouldn't have it if she wasn't tested, right? If you don't test, you don't have it. She's not wearing a mask. Why is it the less attractive people are the ones that don't want to wear masks? I've asked that before, but I still wonder, what is it about masks that the more unappealing people are the ones that don't want to wear them? Anyway, his polls are plummeting. And meanwhile, Biden is biding his time in the basement. Yeah. And no, he's not my first choice or even my second or third or fourth. But, I prefer the senile guy to the narcissistic fascist. What can I say? And now we've got something to add to the mix, a bipolar guy, right? We've got all the guys with all the problems. And now Kanye is running. Woohoo! Wow. Not sure what to make of that. I don't know who he's going to pull votes from, but And I also don't know if it's going to last, but he announced he's running. And also, I just saw before I came in here, so I don't have any pictures of them, but the new Black Panthers, the NFAC, that's short for the Not Fucking Around Coalition, are armed and marching on that huge KKK monument, Stone Mountain, in Georgia. And I honestly, I'm not sure what to think. But I do wonder what the NRA thinks about the NFAC. I don't know. You know, Stone Mountain. I mean, I actually climbed up on Stone Mountain when I was a kid until the police said, whoever is up on the mountain better get down or you will be under arrest. So I wasn't protesting anything, so I did get down off the mountain. So I have some memories, but honestly, just dynamite that thing. You don't even have to put it in a museum. That is not even a piece of history. That was created after the Civil Rights Act. That was created as a protest to the Civil Rights Act. And I think it has something to do with the same guy that made up Mount Rushmore. Very KKK. But, you know, I'm very bonobo, and I'm not in favor of walking around with all these guns. Certainly not shooting them. Well, except for water pistols. Oh, that feels good. Sunshine, you need some fresh, cool water. Yes, shoot the water pistol in your arsenal. Or just shoot the gun between your legs, baby. Now we're going to celebrate and liberate your inner bonobo tonight and set off some fireworks in your pants. So, I want you to cuddle up to your device because we're going to welcome my first guest. Actually, she's my guest tonight, my featured guest. Are we ready to welcome my guest?
No, not yet.
Well, then I'm going to welcome Sunshine. And Sunshine has created a fabulous red, white, and blue drink for me tonight. And I think I can take my mask down that we're ready to start. Delicious. I thought there was vodka in it, but no.
No, you just like water.
No, I'm
blueberries, strawberries,
raspberries,
and White Stars bananas.
Whites. I was wondering what the little stars were. Those are bananas. Sunshine, so clever. And you also have some red, white, and blue eggs, unfertilized, I understand?
Yes, right here. We have those.
Okay. You want to bring those in so we can see those?
Well, there's like three samples here.
Okay.
With a banana starfish.
Well, I'll just shoot myself with my water pistol while... Can you bring them in? Or?
Oh, I'm bringing them in. I'm in the studio now.
All right. Okay. Here's Captain Max with the beautiful Sunshine eggs.
Here's the eggs.
Special 4th of July.
Plenty of more where those came
eggs.
From.
There's eggs everywhere.
She couldn't get enough of Easter and Passover.
Thank you very much.
So she
Thank
has
you.
To turn Thank eggs you. Into a 4th of July dish. I thought they were about wieners. Oh, but I'm not going to. Okay.
You here want
I,
an egg?
Yeah, I got them. I got them. I got the eggs.
Got
here,
the eggs
here we go. I got the eggs. I'll put up a mask. Okay. And so now somebody could take this from me because I don't know if I should get egg on my face while I'm doing this show. Okay. And so how we doing?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just have a pyromaniac party here with myself.
Can you send a telegram?
Yeah. I just love fireworks. They're just like sex. I know, fireworks are interesting because they can either represent war or sex. I prefer them representing sex. But I know the Trumpus likes them to represent the rocket's red glare. Whoa, there we go. Okay. We're almost ready for our guest, so we're getting ready with fabulous fireworks. Yeah. Sparkle, sparkle. Eyegasms. These are not as fabulous, I know, as the chrysanthemum-style fireworks that they have just glowing in the sky, usually on the 4th of July. But this 4th of July, I think all those kind of fireworks, except the ones that are, of course, for the Trump rally and his coronavirus festival, those are canceled.
Yeah.
But we could go to you, Max. How are you doing?
You could go to me.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
doing just fine, actually.
Yeah, are you celebrating your freedom?
I'm celebrating my freedom.
Yeah. Well.
So, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Captain?
It's the 4th of July.
I usually love the 4th of July. Now I'm
unhappy.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. Because I've been trying to fake that everything's okay, and I gotta say, I'm disappointed. And this is one of my favorite holidays, even though, you know, it's become very perverse. Maybe this is a sign of the perversion of the 4th of July, and it's even perverted in my own show by my guests not showing.
Is the apocalypse? Can we have zombies?
So I think our guest has turned into a zombie.
No,
yeah.
You just people get frightened about different things. Anyway, it's too bad. You know,
it's too bad.
It's too bad, and it actually rarely happens like this.
I know it doesn't happen like this. Usually, if somebody cancels, like we know about it. Somehow, we didn't know that this was. This was canceled. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm kind of. It's kind of been a weird day in a way. Seeing all the news, all the, you know, the rumblings of civil war are kind of disturbing, and now I feel like I have a little war on my show with my guest who didn't show. So, yeah, kind of. Kind of disturbing.
Well, a lot of show guests don't show, not just on this program, but on all of the programs.
And now my assistant is gone. Well, I mean, but still, I'm here sort of flailing around, and my assistant leaves. I guess, you know, when the ship is sinking, that's when people start to, you know, flee the ship. That's what happens.
Well,
they get their own lifeboat and they go off.
This case is for the bathroom.
I guess I could just spank Sunshine since she's the show producer.
You could do that.
And especially since she's not even here right now. She just abandoned me.
That.
So when she comes back,
she should
get a spanking. And I think I'll do it through social distancing with the long whip.
Whip.
Yeah,
okay.
Now she'll probably never come out of the bathroom because she can hear me. Do we have the sound pumped into the bathroom? Oh, there she is.
All right.
So, Sunshine, put your mask on.
All right.
Okay. So, even though I don't really fully blame you, because I understand what happened, but still, you know, you are the producer of the Dr. Susan Block Show.
I can always expect that.
So you need to take your spanking.
And this is an especially suitable outfit for being spanked.
Spanking, okay.
You betcha. And take another step forward because we're social distancing. And in fact, is there, maybe you should get that stool right there so you can lean on something. You can take the Abby Martin bag off and the Advertising for Love bag off. And, yeah, you know, I mean, this is what BDSM is for. Is to take out your frustrations.
Ah, I was going to bring the skirt up. No way.
It's okay. You're wearing full bottom panties. They're suitable for Facebook. There you go. Take that for losing our guests. Our exciting... featured guest. And it's like
that
sparklers.
It hurts. Nobody here?
Sparkling buttocks for the 4th of July. Yes. And this is a good way to partake in a sexual act is to... is to do long-distance whipping.
Long-distance whipping, okay.
Yeah. And on 4th of July, it's especially exciting to do when you have a fiber optic whip that looks like fireworks. Yeah. Absolutely. Fireworks, baby. Fireworks. And I have to thank the fabulous... Goddess Phoenix, winner of the Most Dazzling Dom Award for giving me this beautiful... What am I supposed to do?
No. We have a phone.
You are saved by the phone. But
I meant to do that.
No, we're later going to have to do
more
it. Spank? Do more. Yeah, I think more. But for now,
all right, we're going to connect you right now.
We're going to talk with Derek.
Derek?
Yes. Hi, Derek. I'm going to take my mask down now that I'm not near anybody and say happy 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Happy 4th of July to you as well.
So, what did you want to talk with me about?
So... I'm in a new relationship with a young woman who is into spanking.
Oh.
And, I obviously knew from watching the show that you are.
Yes.
You're kind of an expert here.
So anyway, so your girlfriend is interested in spanking, and how long have you been together?
This is pretty new, only about a month.
Okay. And so have you started having... sex?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was very early on.
Very early on. All right.
Yeah.
And so how's the sex?
So, I mean, it's great.
Is it? Okay.
I mean, for me, sure. But the, you know, I'm worried that my kink level isn't as high as hers.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to adjust to make her happy, and that's
right.
Kind of where this the spanking question comes in.
All right. Well, let me know what kind of spanking is she looking for.
So right now, like all we've really done is the like over the knee hand spanking.
Okay, that's a good place to start. Is OTK over the knee?
I guess this is what I'm coming to you now for, and I apologize for fireworks going off in the background, if you can hear that.
Oh, I love fireworks. They're orgasms for the eyes. Not so much the ears, though, actually, so.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I guess what I'm wondering is, how does one go about communicating how to escalate from just the OTK to implement?
Okay, so she is enjoying the OTK that you're doing, and are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm happy to do it. There are more rewarding things in bed for me, but...
Okay. What is the most rewarding thing for you, sexually?
Honestly, I love hand jobs.
Oh, okay. Well, you can make a deal. It doesn't have to be, a signed agreement, but just she gives you a hand job after her spanking?
That sounds like a deal that I'm happy to make.
Okay. And when you give her her spanking, is she naked? Is she dressed? Is she role-playing?
So we haven't really experimented too much with role-playing. But I will undress her as part of the punishment.
Okay. You undress her like she's a bad girl? Does she... do you call her any names, or you just call her by her real name?
I only use real name, her real name. I think the part of the problem here, I said, I'm a little more vanilla than she is. I don't even know what words I'm supposed to be using.
Okay, well, I don't know that there's a supposed to here. I just think it's something that you two have to both enjoy. And actually, you don't even have to both enjoy it. Mm. One of you has to enjoy it, and that would be her in this case, because you're going to enjoy the hand job she's going to give you when you have sufficiently spanked her to her enjoyment. And this I say as long as it doesn't upset you or offend you or disturb you. Does it?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Okay, well, some guys, they feel like, hey, I'm a vanilla guy. I don't like spanking. It really brings back bad memories of when I was spanked, for instance. Were you ever spanked?
No, I was a good boy. That's why I'm so vanilla now.
You were a good boy. I don't think having been spanked as a child has anything to do with how good or bad the child was. I know that's what the parents say, but it's got much more to do with the parents' style of parenting than really how good or bad the child was. But in any case, you were not spanked, and your parents let you know you were a good boy, and that's very nice. And so if you want to be a good boyfriend, you'll just play this role. And maybe for you, it would be better if you assumed a role that isn't quite you. Maybe you'd feel more comfortable that way. So it could be somebody, you might consult with her about what sort of character she might like you to be as you give her the spanking that she wants and deserves in her mind.
Do I have to change voices?
No, but you could if you like that sort of thing.
Can I ask, how long have you guys been doing this? And was she spanked as
They've
a
only
child?
Been together for a month.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I couldn't hear
yeah,
the beginning.
That's okay. So, but was she spanked as a child? That's a good question. You haven't said that.
Yeah, she was, but okay. She doesn't associate any of the, bedroom time spanking with anything that happened when she was younger. At least she's not directly associating that.
Okay, and I kind of believe that. I mean, let's just say this. Lots of people like spanking, both being spanked and doing the spanking. Some of those people were spanked as children, and some of them were not. So the fact that you were spanked as a child may or may not feed into your interest in being spanked. I mean, does she have a very sensitive butt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Wow. Well, maybe she just likes that butt stimulation, I mean, some people that like spanking, they just like it because it brings attention to the ass.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And bringing attention to your ass, with COVID and everything, I'm not spanking anybody but me. But even spanking myself, because I have a bit of a, it's an erogenous zone for me, my ass. I like it squeezed. I like it spanked. I like it played with. Does she like to combine the spanking with kind of playing?
Oh, yeah. I always do that for sure. Like, there's always a period before the actual smacking starts when it's just, like, light squeezing and tickling.
Right. And maybe some hard squeezing she might like. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Then you might inquire as to how bad she is. And does she like to be called bad or told that she's naughty or anything? Because some people don't like that.
I should probably experiment with that more.
Yeah, I'd say experiment and be ready to go in the other direction. Does she know that you're not really into this and that you're doing it for her?
We haven't communicated, and I know it's a problem that we haven't communicated about it directly. I think she knows that it's not my kink.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, directly is good. I'm all for direct communication, but there's all kinds of communication. You know, touch is a form of communication. And, you know, by going slowly into harder spanking, you are communicating. You know, to see how, but it means you have to be very sensitive to her reactions, to whether she stays on your lap or runs fleeing for the bathroom, for instance. Or to call
her mother.
Well,
no running and fleeing yet, so I guess things are
running
okay so far.
Okay, good. So, do you want to use other implements than your hand? Is your hand starting to hurt, poor Derek?
No, it's not a pain issue with my hand, thankfully. No, I just didn't know if there was a natural progression that's expected with these sorts of things.
Not really. Does she want to go farther? Has she said that, or has she indicated that?
Yeah, she hasn't explicitly said that. I guess I'm just kind of assuming.
Maybe you're more interested in it than you realize. Maybe you're such a good boy, you don't want to even acknowledge your interest. But your interest is what's now questioning, can we go farther than this? Because let's just say you don't have to, and a lot of people are perfectly happy with just over-the-knee light spanking. Or medium spanking, whatever you're doing. Doesn't sound like you're doing it real hard. So
no.
That could be fine. The question is, who wants to go farther?
Yeah.
Do you?
The boyfriend or the girlfriend?
Yeah, I think that she probably has higher limits than what I've tried to go to so far.
Higher limits, meaning she can't handle what you want to do?
No, I'm sorry. You're right. I said that kind of...
Oh, okay. I see.
I'm saying that she could go farther.
She could go farther. Right. Well, you know, you could just show her an implement. It could be a household implement, such as a hairbrush. You know, I'm just looking at implements I've got here.
That's what my mom used.
A wooden spoon, absolutely. Or a book. You can give her a good book spanking. Yeah. Okay, maybe I can do a long distance book spanking. Are you got your mask on, girl? Put your mask on for a spanking. You know, there's the whip, but... The whip is, you know, the whip can be very pleasurable, actually. But the thing about the whip is that it looks very nasty and might be a little much for you. Or not for you, but for her or for you. I don't know. I mean, what implement appeals to you? What or maybe the appeal is the wrong word. I don't want to make you feel like I'm implying that this is about you. But what do you think of? What implement are you thinking of when you ask me, should you move on to implements?
I guess I was thinking of like a small, like a paddle that's like shorter than my forearm.
Do you play ping pong?
I don't.
Maybe you should take it up.
Yeah, I guess.
Ping pong.
I guess that would work, yeah.
Yeah, take up some ping pong, because after all, the paddles are fantastic.
Yeah, they have the different textures on both sides. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, exactly. The textures on either side, and And I just think they're the perfect sort of size. They're very good for, you know, covering, you know, a medium-sized butt. And they're almost a household implement. So, ping pong paddle. And you could just bring one home. You know, you could have one of those things where you have, you play ping pong, or that the ball goes up and down on a string.
Oh, right, those, yeah.
You could get one of those and just bring it home and play with it and learn how to do it kind of well. And then, you know, you could suggest that she, you know, turn over. Get over your knee.
We've actually got a ping pong table at the office, so maybe one of those paddles could go missing.
Oh, you do? Well, lucky you. You have a ping pong table.
Okay, I have a question. You say your girlfriend was spanked. Do you think she was spanked excessively or not that much? Like, when I was a kid, I was spanked. I'm from the South, so I guess they spank down South.
Mm-hmm.
My father was super into spanking, but I was hardly ever around him. And my mother was, like, actually against spanking, but she did it anyways because she just lost control. And so,
Wow, that's terrible. But okay.
Well, it was very rare, you know. It was mostly... But now I feel like I'm very take it or leave it. Like, if I have a boyfriend that's really into it, he's like, let's try this. I'm like, well, okay, if you want to try it, okay. But so I'm curious, like, is your girlfriend, she's into it. Does she have a lot of experience getting spanked as a kid or just a little?
So I'm kind of speculating here because, you know, we've only been together a month or so. So I haven't, like, met her parents or anything. But I
would advise you, when you do, don't bring up the spanking.
That probably won't be the first question, right? But no, I don't perceive that she was, like, spanked extensively. Like, it's certainly not a Oliver Twist situation.
Right. Okay. Good. That's probably good.
You don't have to be spanked a lot to get the fetish, right?
You don't have to be spanked at all to get the fetish.
You just like it because you like it.
You like it because you like it. Because there's a lot of reasons to like spanking. There's the physiological reasons. It is an erogenous zone. And, you know, you just have a lot of sensitive nerve endings. Plus, the butt is got a lot of padding. You know, it's not a place that really hurts when you hit it. I mean, most people don't like to be hit anywhere else. There are a few people that do. I mean, I know people that enjoy being slapped and getting their titties smacked, but most people don't. But a lot of people like spanking because there's a lot of padding back there. So you can certainly, you know, give it a lot of impact. That's why they call it impact play.
And if you got a nice butt, it just looks good, right?
Well,
it just looks hot.
That's for the person doing the spanking.
Oh,
the person receiving, I don't know
if you care
what it looks like.
Tushy.
I mean, I guess if they're an exhibitionist, yeah. Is your girlfriend an exhibitionist? Does she like to show off her ass?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
That could be part of this. Does she have a nice ass, or what's her ass look like?
It's great. It's pretty firm. Like, she does a lot of butt related exercises and yoga. But you know, we haven't because of the coronavirus, we haven't had a lot of occasions to get dressed up and go to, like, social outings. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You've only been together a month, so you met
in
the middle of the corona apocalypse?
Yeah. We did online dating.
You did online dating. And then, I'm curious, how did you kind of evolve together with all this physical distancing that we do?
So we actually had a lot more communication before meeting than one normally would on the apps.
Okay, of course. A lot of people are doing that, yeah.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
And then I guess we our first time meeting together was with a social distance walk together. So we were walking together, but 6 feet apart.
Okay, well, that's instructive
chatting.
To hear, yeah. Okay, so you're walking 6 feet apart. We have a friend who was trying to, you know, flirt and communicate 6 feet apart from his date, but he found it a little too challenging.
Yeah,
but you got into it. Did you get tested before you had sex?
So because my workplace is still operational, like it never shut down.
Oh, you're an essential worker?
That's what they tell us, yes.
Okay. Can you tell us basically what you do?
I'll tell you that I'm in project management.
Project management. Got it. That sounds essential, huh? But okay. It's funny to me sometimes what is determined to be essential and what is not, but okay.
Fast food workers are essential, right?
Well, that I understand. But okay, so you're in project management and you've been working, and do you get tested at work?
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
We have the external thermometer screenings.
Okay. And so those thermometer screenings you've done. And what about her? Did she have any tests, or you just took a risk?
So she's not working right now, so she's been socially distancing much more strongly. So she's pretty low risk in her area. It's not a super high population area.
Uh-huh. Okay, so she didn't get a test. You can confess to your mother, confessor, Derek. That's kind of risky, but okay. You know, people take all kinds of risks in these corona-apocalyptic times, and it's all I can say is try your best to be careful and be safe. And so, okay. So gradually you got together, you were tested, so you didn't feel that you were going to put her at risk, and you just liked her so much you didn't care if she put you at risk.
Yeah, I thought she was worth the
okay.
relatively low risk.
Yeah, okay. And about how old are you?
I'm 29.
And she around the same age, or?
A little younger.
Okay. And so so you got together, and you really liked each other, and you had some sex, regular sex, I guess?
Yeah, regular sex.
Intercourse?
Yes, we had penis and vagina intercourse.
PIV, okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Did she give you a hand job?
Not the first night, actually.
Well, I didn't think the first night, but eventually.
Yeah, you know, there's something that I experienced quite a bit in early on in relationships. I actually prefer hand jobs to blowjobs.
Really?
Which is,
preferred hand jobs
yeah.
to blowjobs?
You know, a lot of guys do. Because there's more friction.
Me,
yeah.
It's not even necessarily about that for me. It's because with blowjobs, I feel like I have to be like really performative in my appreciation of it. Whereas with a hand job, it is perfectly acceptable for me to just lie back and completely relax and just let that happen.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know why you don't feel you can lie back and let a blowjob happen.
So, okay, I'm sorry, I can hear a little bit.
I just want to know why you feel you can't lie back and let a blowjob happen.
I guess I've gotten a lot of negative feedback from ex-girlfriends about that I have to that I have to be more active and more verbal, and that I shouldn't just...
Oh, more verbal.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. And they don't care if you're not verbal when they give you a hand job.
Yeah, yeah. That's been historically with the women that I've been with. That's what it's been like, yeah.
I just think that's... I don't know. I mean, I guess I know of a lot of guys that like hand jobs better than blow jobs. It's not for that reason, but more, well, I mean, like I said, not as much friction with a blow job. And also sometimes they feel a little guilty, like the woman has to work too hard with a blow job. And they feel that a hand job is kind of easier. And then another reason is that, you know, they're used to hand jobs. After all, they're always giving themselves hand jobs. It's something that comes naturally. And so when a woman's hand is on their penis, it's like, okay, it's just like when my hand is there, except it's her hand, which makes it nicer. But blowjob you call it performative. I don't know. But maybe that's related to the idea that the woman is doing really the performance and that you have to be very appreciative of it. And it is a performance and it does take a lot of skill. A hand job also takes skill, but I would say not as much.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. Well, in any case, it's perfectly fine to like hand jobs better than blow jobs. And as a matter of fact, I think it's a selling point for you because hand jobs are easier to give than blow jobs. Blow jobs are, you got to really get into it. Nothing wrong with that. We love giving blow jobs. We oral girls. But, you know, especially when a guy takes a while to come, you know, some of you guys like to edge while the woman is working hard, and that can really be a jawbreaker. And, you know, her hand's not going to fall off if you want to edge with that. So I think that's another reason that hand jobs, you know, kind of more friendly in a way. Blowjobs are more porn-oriented, too. I think a lot of women feel, oh, I've got to do it like a porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing against porn stars, even though some of them, well, never mind. So how did the spanking come up? Did she just suddenly say, spank me?
She had bent over the couch for some reason. I don't remember what for. And I just sort of, like, playfully smacked her on the ass.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, she, like, even, like, literally gave out a little moan. And I could tell from her reaction that this was something that she wanted to happen again.
Well, there you are. You're communicating rather well, non-verbally. I mean, I think eventually you need to have some verbal discussion here. But I think it's you both seem to have some, you know, sensual sense of each other, and that's very good, you know. So I would say that you just keep going at the rate that you're going, and bring home that ping pong paddle that you so conveniently have at work. What?
What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I chuckled a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My sound is a little wonky. So, just bring home the ping pong paddle and kind of wink at her and see how she reacts. I mean, I'm sure she'll know what it's all about. Or you could pull it out while you're spanking her and kind of, you know, rub it on her body first. And keep in mind that the ping pong paddle is going to be a lot harder than your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the first person that you've ever spanked?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure this is the first time that I've like a full spank.
And do you feel like you know how to spank with your hand? Like, it's kind of like giving a hand job in the sense that it's pretty easy, but there are ways to make it better. And one way is to cup your hand when you're giving the spanking. Do you do that?
Yeah, yeah. Like I noticed the sound difference.
Yeah, you kind of cup it, and it makes more of a sound, and it feels more impactful, but hurts less than a slap. Now, of course, if she wants more hurt, I don't know. Is she a masochist, or is she an exhibitionist? If she's an exhibitionist that likes to show off her ass, I hope you're talking about what a nice ass she has.
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely complimenting as we go.
Okay. Wow. Well, your parents did bring you up right. Not that the parents should tell a guy how to spank a girl, no. But still, just knowing that you should be complimenting your lover as you're going and not just calling them, you know, nasty names like you're such a slut, unless she likes being called a slut, you know. Does she like being called names? Do you know?
I don't know yet.
Okay, so you haven't gotten that verbal.
Yeah.
Well, you could experiment by using a word like naughty. Naughty is a pretty affectionate word. It implies somehow, you know, naughtiness, that you're a little bad. But, you know, kind of in that sense that Mae West said, when I'm good, I'm very good, but when I'm bad, I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could say bad girl. I don't know, does she like to be called a girl? You don't know that either. So you're going to be experimenting. I don't think you want to say you're a bad woman. That just doesn't have the same ring to it. So, you know, it's got to be a bad girl. And then again, if she kind of reacts negatively, then you don't use that one anymore. But I think it is good to get a little verbal flow going. And, of course, one thing that you can always go back to is what a nice, spankable bottom she has. And I think giving different words to her bottom, her ass, her derriere. You sound like a man of words, so I would think that wouldn't be too difficult for you once you get the talk going, you know? I'm getting a signal that I don't know what that means. 15 minutes, okay. All right. Boy, time flies when, you know, you're
talking about spanking.
When you're talking about spanking.
America's birthday, you get spankings on your birthday.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Very good, Sunshine. It's America's birthday, and what better day to give a spanking than a birthday? Mm-hmm. You know? What are you pointing
Max
to?
Max wants to sit down.
Oh, you want to sit down?
I
am one of those people that I prefer to hear words, you know, and instead of all this motion. I can't hear you even. I can't hear you. No, your mic is off.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yeah, can I put my legs in your lap here? Okay. My red, white, and blue high heels. Mm-hmm. And
I just wanted to mention the revolution that we're going through.
In the middle of my call? Is it about spanking?
Huh?
Is this about spanking, or should I wind up the call?
Are you still on the phone?
Yes, Derek is here with me.
I'm so sorry.
Derek, my husband cut in on our conversation.
It's okay, Captain Max. If you've got something, I'd love to hear it.
How'd you find us? Where'd you come from?
Oh, you know, I've been listening for a while. I'm not sure. Gosh, where did I hear about you guys? I think it was probably through Craigslist.
Craigslist. Wow.
What kind of ad on Craigslist?
One of our ads for people, right, I guess. Right, you know, we're always looking for new people in Bonoboville. Did you want to be a person in Bonoboville? You now have a girlfriend. You should probably go with that. Well, you have a job. You don't need one with us.
Yeah.
Right. But you just kind of saw our ad in Craigslist.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was an ad. It might have been an announcement.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes we'll announce special shows like this one.
Sometimes.
But I don't think we announced this one. But a big show with an important guest,
well,
we might.
Been listening for a
I know. I'm just being weird.
Well, I'm glad you've been listening.
And I'm glad you decided to call, Derek.
Yeah.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for all your help.
Yeah, you could start giving me a foot massage there. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I think we've given you a few good ideas for how to talk about it and also how to, you know, ratchet it up if that's what you want to do. She hasn't asked for it. I think she just likes the impact play with your hands. But it would ease the tension on your hands for you to use a paddle, and you could probably do it longer. So go right ahead, you know, but always be sensitive to her and how she reacts, and ask her at the end, how did you like that? You can say, wow, I've never done that before, but I really enjoyed it. What about you?
I will absolutely take a lot of this advice, into the bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear what happens, later, Derek. I hope you call us back.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
All right. That was Derek.
And thank you, Derek.
Wow. Derek saved the show when our guest didn't show up.
Right.
Our guest, was, I don't know if I mentioned her name, and I don't really want to.
We did.
Okay, whatever.
You did? Okay.
You know.
Well, the ad is up.
But this
is
a good time to talk about spanking.
Yeah. You were massaging my feet, but you stopped.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I keep trying to get my feet. See, that's one thing that girls, women sometimes do.
No.
You got to put your mask on if you do it, and we'll put masks on.
No.
You don't have to because you are always, but you might if sunshine's near you. You should put a mask on. So we should try to keep our physical distancing in the corona apocalypse. And I know it's difficult, but it saves lives and it sends a mixed message not to physically distance, as well as puts you and your loved ones at risk. But, you know, you've stopped the massage, so now I'm not as inspired. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Karens, a lot of fear. Maybe our guest is afraid because I am so political, and that's one of the reasons that I am so, you know, gung-ho for Stormy Daniels as one of America's heroes, you know, because she helped us to see Trump's lies in a time when he was only lying, like, you know, 10 times a day. Now it's more like 100 times. But in those early days, it was not quite as obvious. And she really brought out the mendacity of the Trumpists. And she did it in such a beautiful, funny, casual, seemingly honest way. I say seemingly honest because I don't know the truth. Nobody really does except her and Trump. But I would say I'm more likely to believe Stormy Daniels because, you know, she didn't lie to us 100 times a day, you know. So he did. He's lied so many times, I can't imagine that he's not lying when he says that he never had sex with that woman. So I'm very politically supportive, and maybe that bothered her. You know, it was only one of many different credits that I gave her, but certainly it was an important one because, Stormy is an important person in our history, speaking of history. In fact, we should have a statue of her somewhere, maybe in L.A., because, you know, we're the porn capital of the world. So Captain Max, how are you feeling this 4th of July at this point?
I am feeling wonderful. I love, who was it that said, democracy is in the streets, and what people thought might just disappear has not disappeared. and in fact is getting stronger. It's time for racism in every country, everywhere, to stop. And it's time the police, somebody take control of them. And taking control of them means at the very, very top, these are public servants. They are servants of the people. And I guess if anybody's going to go home first, it's the citizen.
Yes, they should be peace officers.
They're peace officers. And the killing is just, and the violence in this country with guns is just despicable. It's just the killing. It's just a, I feel like I'm in Iraq sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know we have a president that is basically inciting a civil war. He's trying to get people to fight.
Yeah.
And on 4th of July, he is doing that more than ever. He's taken two opportunities to speak to the American people to incite violence against each other. And we are on the opposite side of all of that. We are for peace through pleasure and love and sex. And that's why we do support porn stars in general. And we do interview a lot of porn stars. And we were really excited to be able to combine, you know, sex and politics. It's our favorite combination.
What do you wanna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Sometimes it's just
doo-doo. And we talked about that with Mistress Bliss, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's another
story. And I'm not into the doo-doo, really. I'm into a lot of things. Spanking, hand jobs.
Really?
Yeah. Blow jobs.
Nothing to do with poop,
right? No. Not me. But I'll listen to it. I'll talk about it.
Sometimes it's a little bit like fireworks, you know?
Poop?
Well, not poop.
Honey, I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
The airflow. Never mind.
Oh, I know. He's talking about not pooping, but just farting. Farting. That's what this show has descended to.
That's it.
Fart jokes.
Fart jokes. It's
right.
The 4th of July.
Lighting, you know, I've never lit a fart or had my farts lit.
Hey, like I always say, that's classy.
Yeah.
I'm just glad everybody's unemployed. I'm glad that the people are in the streets. I'm glad for all of that stuff because, you know, police are public servants. And
I'd rather not see the guns in the streets. You know, I had mixed feelings seeing this, kind of new Black Panther group in the street with guns. And I get it. You know, they're going into Stone Mountain, which is where there's a lot of KKK people, and they are still KKK. Still, I'm not going to be in favor of all those guns just walking around. They could accidentally go off and kill somebody.
But maybe what we're going to find out is, and I think that's already beginning, is that individual right-wing terrorists go into buildings and shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I think
and
maybe...
And vice versa. I think we're at the very early stages of a fairly violent confrontation because of this guy that we have in the White House.
Yes.
You know, and, but...
On the other hand, I think that...
we're not snowflakes. We also have guns.
These NFAC guys and girls marching around with their guns, they may want gun control.
But also, those guns have to be empty.
That's what happened in California with Reagan once they had the Black Panthers.
Right.
Then they started saying, oh, maybe we do want gun control. How about that?
Yeah, right.
Well, we've only got a few more minutes. Since it is America's birthday, I want to give Sunshine another spanking because it got interrupted. Okay, so put on your mask.
And I want to say buy books, buy magazines, and let me get out of the spanking area.
Get out of the spanking
Thank
area.
Thank you very
what
much.
What happened to my skirt?
Yeah, how come you never want to spank your husband?
You know, I only like to do things to people that like those things. I don't do things to people that don't like them. But I will say, you want to pick up your own skirt? Yeah. You don't have to pick it up all the way if you're afraid of your kidneys getting smacked. There we go. And in honor of America's birthday, we are spanking Sunshine. Let's have a little X-rated moment. How about revealing the titties? No, don't show
away.
On Facebook. No showing on Facebook. But, oh, she's got to take the chicken cutlets out. Mm-hmm. Okay, there goes the chicken cutlets. And here goes...
Aye, that hurt.
What, the titties falling?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Ooh, nice titties. Okay. And so maybe forward. Move this so that you're facing forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. But don't cover the front. Right. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, dear America. Happy birthday to you. Ooh. Oh, let's
watch
have a little
press.
Ass crack.
Watch the press.
Okay. And happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, no, it's stop there, so it's okay.
You.
Wow. Ooh, what
and many more. And some more for good. Whoops, I have to get back here. I can't hear you, actually, because you're off the microphone. So, America is like 243 years old today, so I have to do this 243 times, and...
Dr. Susie.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it 243 times. Okay, let's tuck in the titties and bring back Facebook. Okay, Facebook, hey, YouTube, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. On both of our channels. We have a Sex Calls channel, and we have the Dr. Susan Block Show channel. So you got both. And, what a show. I mean, it's funny how things go, but this one, we couldn't expect what happened. Our guests just didn't show up, and now we're faced with who knows what, but we had a great call from Derek. So it wound up being an interesting show and very appropriate to talk about spanking on America's birthday. So happy birthday, America. Happy 4th of July. And follow the bonobo way. Yeah, I know everybody's got guns in the street, all kinds of people. And... I understand, but I don't support the guns. I certainly don't support shooting them, and the police are the ones that shoot them more than anybody, and in the back. But everybody, you got to be responsible and try to work things out in a bonobo way. Hey, that means peace through pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, shoot the fireworks in your pants. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.